The first step in managing spasticity is to identify any noxious stimulus that can increase its severity, such as a decubitus ulcer or urinary problem or an ingrown toenail. Education of patients and often of caregivers is essential in the management of spasticity. These modalities include stretching, arguably the most commonly used non-pharmacologic treatment in the management of spasticity. After proper training by a physical or occupational therapist, stretching is performed daily by patients themselves or by a caregiver to help increase or preserve the length of the muscles and other musculoskeletal structures. Fitting of splints, braces, and sometimes serial casting to achieve a similar goal as stretching and to facilitate functional tasks, for example, ankle foot arthrosis to correct foot drop due to plantar flexor spasticity. Physical modalities such as ultrasound and thermometry. Neuromuscular electrical stimulation, when applied to an agonist muscle, was shown to decrease spasticity in the antagonist muscle, although the effect is usually short-lived. It has been suggested that neuromuscular electrical stimulation applied to a muscle after botulinum toxin injections may help the medication diffuse and amplify its efficacy.